Hey, real quick, get interactive on our Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. I don't even know why I'm going along with this, honestly, because I don't have to promote it. But you can go in there and vote. We were supposed to do Joe Wants to Know, but like most things happen, we get distracted. A topic goes long, we get passionate. So we're thinking about doing that at 9, 8 Central instead. But then Alex's like, no. There's something else I want to do, which doesn't matter because that's not Joe Wants to Know. That would be Alex Wants to Know. I'm on Instagram right now. We have an option there. It's either talking about kids, celebrity kids, and how annoying they are, or how cute they are.
Everything about them. Who's the best? Who's the worst?
Which is like, how am I going to do that, talking about kids? Thank God our Instagram says that's not going to work, because 74% of you want to do, how did you put your foot in the mouth? I have a good story about that.
Okay.
26% say celebrity kids. If we can get an update on our Twitter, anybody can chime in. It's at Joe and Alex Show. I'd like to know how the voting's going on that, because right now it's a very big lead on Instagram.
56% say foot and mouth. 44% say celebrity kids.
Wow.
So still foot and mouth is winning on both.
All right. Well,
so
hey.
It looks like we might be talking about that.
You got about 20 more minutes to join in that conversation and let us know. It's the Joe and Alex Show, and how about that? How about what? How about this? Liv the Web Girl had a scenario, and I don't think it was as awkward for her as it could be, but I feel like there's people listening that have went through this. That's why I want to bring it up, even though Liv doesn't even really want to talk about it. Here's the problem.
You may want to turn your radio down if you have kids in the car for this conversation.
Yeah. And let's be very, like, let's tiptoe around this one, okay, Liv? So use some discretion. But can you kind of tell us what happened at work the other day with you and a child that you were supervising?
Yeah, I don't really know how I'm going to use discretion. Well, I guess I could. Okay.
You don't have to give the answer. How about that?
I'll tell you the answer I gave him.
Okay, that's what I want to know. What happened?
So he asked me, and I was showing him a video of my nephew that was really cute that I took over the week because he really likes little kids. And he was like, where do babies come from? And I was like, stunned, had no idea what to say. I was a deer in headlights. I was like, and I was like, I don't know. I have no idea. No idea where babies come from. No idea. And he was like, I think it's like when you get married, like you have to marry someone and then you get one. You're just given one. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. I think you're right. You know more than me.
833-JOE-ALEX is our number. Kind of wondering, almost like the darndest thing kids say, but what tough question did a kid ask you? And what was your answer, your response to them? Because I was wondering, you know, there's one theory out there. Once again, you know, if you got kids, maybe you turn this down right here. I don't want to get yelled at. But some people, you know, believe that the baby comes from like a stork, you know, drops it off. Some believe in a different medical way. That's how that happens. I truly don't know the answer. I'll be interested to find out one day if we ever have a baby, how it actually gets here.
There's a baby tree. They grow in trees.
Oh, it's a tree.
That's what I've heard.
See, I feel like it's dangerous because it's a big fall. I would the bush maybe.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You know, closer to the ground.
It probably is a smaller bush.
Okay. Now, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. I remember, it wasn't me, even though I grew up in a single-parent household. I saw my dad every now and then. But I remember, I think my brother asked my mom. He said, where's our dad? Like, what do you do if, like, you don't have, like, a dad in the kid's life or a mom in the life? Like, how do you explain that tough question to the kid? Like, what's your answer for them?
What'd she say?
I don't even remember. Like, I was so young, but I do remember my brother asking something about that. And I was like, oh, that's a little awkward question there, Bobby.
Yeah, that is so awkward.
I can't believe you're asking mom that one. 833-JOE-ALEX. It's 833-563-2539. I just would love to hear some of the scenarios that you've been through where a kid asks you a question like, how do I answer that one?
I've got one.
Let's hear it, pork chop.
It's something I distinctly remember asking my mom when I was like 5 years old.
Okay.
But I'm just, I don't know. Like, I personally don't mind.
Kids are very observational, pork chop. They see things and they don't have a filter. They just think like, oh, I have a question. I'm going to ask it.
I know. It's just, I'm uncomfortable asking this question on the air because I don't want anyone to be all offended.
Listen, if you listen to the Joe and Alex Show, it's expected. It's in the rules. You're going to be offended at least once.
Okay. I'm going to bounce around this the best way possible. I remember being 5 years old and asking my mom, why does it hurt?
Okay, you need to be less vague because I don't even know what that means. Why does what hurt?
Okay, not hurt. Why? I want to use like a symbol, like with my hands.
Show me
like,
and I'll try to figure it out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Like, why is this getting bigger?
Yeah.
Okay, see, you made me think of, like you were taking a poop or something. You were constipated.
No.
Okay, and so, like, you were like, what's happening there as a boy?
Yeah. Do you want to know what she said?
What'd she tell you?
That's the funny part.
It's the Lord showing excitement.
No, you, so sacrilegious. She said, you're excited. And I remember thinking about what I was excited about that day, and I remember that the carnival was 7 o'clock at night.
So if you're wondering what does it for pork chop, it's a clown suit. Wow, that's a lot I didn't need to know.
I know. Sorry.
I'm just picturing your poor mother. Of all times, we need your mom to call in now. She usually always listens to the Joe and Alex show.
I'm uncomfortable.
The only reason I said it is because I know she's at work.
Dang it. We need to get her on the phone. All right, if you got something, you could let us know on Twitter. It's at Joe and Alex show. So wait, this is a few months ago. When did this happen? I'm just kidding.